Every spring, we try to have a strategic planning retreat with our vestry. These are the folks that you elect out of the pews to help run this place and provide a vision for our future together. And I promise this sermon will not be a recitation of meeting minutes, but I would like to recap an exercise we did at that retreat about 6 weeks ago. We worked with a model adapted from the business world that looks at the life cycle of an organization. And I actually saved the paper where we sketched it out. Visual aid will be helpful today. Now, no matter whether we're talking about a startup, an established church, a nonprofit, even a Wall Street corporation, the life cycle is generally the same. Here's the short version. An organization is born as an idea, as a dream. People decide to come together to do something or to be something. Then it goes through this period of formation, and that's when we try to figure out what and who this organization is for. We typically make mission statements and have membership drives. And then ultimately, after a period of growth, we get to a place of stability. And stability sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Sometimes, maybe even most of the time, the status quo is comfortable. Everything is sustainable. Maybe things even get kind of easy. And that indeed is healthy for a while, as everything just cruises along, living out the mission. But eventually, things start to get a little stagnant, a little stale. Growth stops. New opportunities are missed. You're just doing the same old things for the same old reasons. Reasons that might not even be relevant anymore. You might ask why I'm talking about this today. Well, there's two reasons. The first is that it sounds an awful lot to me like the conflict Jesus was having with the Pharisees. Now, Jewish law had always made exceptions to the rules of Torah when there was an urgent need, but they'd forgotten that. The rule had become more important than the reasons for it. Their faith had become one that hardened hearts instead of opening them to God's compassion and love. I don't think I've ever shared one of my favorite quotes of all time from this pulpit. Well, favorite except for Mel Brooks movies, and I can't do that here. So this quote comes from the great church historian Yaroslav Pelikan. Now, his father and his father's father pastored churches in Chicago. He was a very prolific author. He taught at Yale for over 3 decades. And Pelikan understood it perhaps more than anyone else, the importance of tradition, of living into the faith proclaimed by our ancestors. But he condemned what he called traditionalism. In other words, just blindly doing what's always been done and never allowing for anything new. Okay, so here is the quote. Tradition is the living faith of the dead. Traditionalism is the dead faith of the living. Tradition can indeed be alive, but it's also a process and not something static. In an interview a little while after he wrote that, Pelikan added that tradition lives in conversation with the past, while remembering where we are and when we are, and that it is we who have to decide. Jesus had to decide that. In fact, I'd suggest that in this story, Jesus quite intentionally provoked everyone else to decide as well. The disciples weren't starving. The man with the hand could have been healed after the Sabbath. And Jesus was not suggesting here that the Sabbath was trivial or that it no longer mattered. But he's asking, what's more important? Feeding the hungry and healing the sick? or strict adherence to a rule that made sense once upon a time and was an integral part of their identity? Do we honor the spirit of the law or the letter of it? Do we proclaim a living faith or a dead one? Now, as you can see from the model, and I know this is probably cut off for many of you, the future for a stagnant organization is decline and ultimately disintegration and death. But there's an out, an alternate path, and that's through a process of renewal that constantly takes us back to the questions of formation. And these aren't easy questions. They're questions like, who are we? Who aren't we? Why are we here? What matters to us? What legacy do we want to leave? Now, the colored dots, in case you were wondering, are where your individual vestry members thought we were on that journey of renewal when we did the exercise. We've done this a few times now in my 8 years with you, and this is far and away the most encouraging result I've seen. We are somewhere in this cycle of stability and formation. We are trying to ask the hard questions. And I don't want to speak for others, so here's what I think we've discovered when we ask those questions. We are a community that values hospitality. We give generously to those in need. We stand against oppression of all kinds. We want to come together on Sunday to be fed and taught and strengthened and then sent out to change the world. And we're at a place where we're willing to try new things. This is all healthy. And that has long been tradition here in this place. But I'd like to take us one step further than Pelican. Instead of tradition as a noun, I urge you to think about traditioning. Okay, don't look in the dictionary, it's not there. But it should be. It's a verb. It is how we take the deposit of faith left to us in scripture and tradition and reinvent it in our generation. As our baptismal covenant calls us to, how do we proclaim the good news in word and example in this time and place? Here, now. Better yet, how do you, and you, and you, and we? Today we are focusing on but one way to do that, drawing on our strengths and the values that are core to us. It's a program to welcome people who have not experienced much welcome in their lives. We've done a couple of these packs for Exodus World Service over the last couple years, but we've realized more recently that this work is core to our understanding of what it means to be church. And so now we are starting up this ongoing ministry to support refugees in our community. We have chosen to make this our new tradition. We've traditioned it. And it is very, very much alive. Amen.